Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is May 10, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Amazon Payment Services partners with Zurich International to offer digital payments. Western Union, Japan-based Ritsumeikan University partner to simplify tuition fee payments. Gojek secures US$300 million MLN in additional funding from Telkomsel. Global Payments takes over PayOwn's Austrian customers. FSS, Zwipe PayOwn to offer next-generation contactless cards globally. Flipkart brings a series of initiatives to support its sellers and artisans. Vista Bank selects Radar Payments to drive its payment processing activities in West Africa. Credit cards are payment options with the highest turnover in Switzerland, study shows. Now let's get started. Amazon Payment Services partners with Zurich International to offer digital payments. Amazon Payment Services, APS, has partnered with Zurich International to offer digital payments for its customers in the Middle East on Zurich's digital customer onboarding platform Zurich Pro. According to Arab News, Zurich International is a multi-line insurer providing a wide range of life savings and investment solutions for multinational corporations, mid-sized and large companies, small businesses, and individuals in the Middle East. Thanks to the services provided by APS, Zurich's customers can now digitally pay insurance premiums across all products in local currencies without incurring conversion fees with the highest levels of customer data security. Furthermore, the digital payment integration delivers a safe and secure environment for receiving and processing customer data. APS acts as the single point of contact for managing Zurich's digital payment needs, providing end-to-end support by interacting with various parties in a card payment ecosystem, Arab News reported. Western Union, Japan-based Ritsumeikan University partner to simplify tuition fee payments. Western Union has announced a collaboration between Western Union Business Solutions and Ritsumeikan University. According to the press release, the partnership will enable Ritsumeikan students worldwide to pay tuition using a simplified payment process that helps ensure funds arrive on time and in full, without hidden charges. Ritsumeikan University has implemented Western Union Business Solutions' Woo Global Pay for Students platform, which provides students with a price comparison tool and allows them to lock in exchange rates for up to 72 hours. Besides, students can pay in their local or preferred currency to minimize surprise expenses and transparently track their payment status through the online portal, mobile messages, and email. Global Pay for Students also simplifies payment reconciliation to help free up financial and administrative resources for educational institutions. Ritsumeikan University, established in 1869, currently hosts nearly 2,400 international students from 68 countries and regions, making it one of the most diverse, multicultural universities in Japan. Western Union Business Solutions is a trusted payment provider that has moved over US$14 billion on behalf of education providers. Gojek secures US$300 million MLN in additional funding from Telkomsel. Indonesia-based ride-hailing and food delivery company Gojek has secured US$300 million in additional funding from telco company Telkomsel. Founded in 2010, Gojek initially started as a motorcycle ride-hailing company but has since grown to become a super app, providing access to a range of services such as transportation, digital payments, food delivery, logistics, and other on-demand services. Following Telkomsel's initial investment of US$150 million in Gojek in November 2020, the two companies have integrated various aspects of their services. These include the integration of Telkomsel MyADS with GoBiz, onboarding for Gojek MSME partners to become Telkomsel reseller partners, data packages for Gojek driver partners, and access to more than 20,000 outlets and resellers of Telkomsel via GoShop. To date, Gojek has raised a total of US$5 billion in funding over 11 rounds and is currently valued at about US$10.5 billion. Global Payments takes over Payone's Austrian customers. Payment service provider Global Payments has announced taking over the business of Germany-based payment platform Payone in Austria. Global Payments is a joint venture of financial services provider Erste Group and Spain-based retail bank CaixaBank. Global Payments and Payone offer payment terminals for retailers, primarily small and medium-sized companies, SMEs, wanting to allow their customers to make payments with credit and debit cards. According to Erste Group's press release, Payone is withdrawing from business in Austria and selling its business for antitrust reasons. Global Payments signed the contract to take over the company on 3 May 2021. An Erste Group representative stated that further details should be available when the transaction is completed, which is expected for the Q3 2021. The transaction has yet to be approved by the European Commission and the local regulatory authorities in Austria, and the companies will continue to operate separately until the transaction closes. FSS, Zwipe Payone to offer next-generation contactless cards globally. FSS has partnered with Zwipe to bring next-generation contactless payment cards to issuers globally. According to the press release, the organizations will collaborate closely, offering greater value to customers by combining FSS's unified issuance platform and Zwipe Payone biometric card capabilities, supported by Zwipe's fast-growing global network of card manufacturing partners. The COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated the use of contactless payments even further as consumers demand a safe, contact-free transacting environment. However, the lack of cardholder authentication with contactless cards translates into usage being restricted to relatively small and medium value payments, hampering the ability to deliver a fully contact-free experience for all payment values. The response to this is the biometric payment card that fully enables contact-free transactions while boosting confidence and security for consumers, retailers, and issuers. Furthermore, as part of this collaboration, FSS will offer Zwipe Payone biometric payment cards globally. The initial focus will be in those markets where contactless is bringing considerable benefits in the area of financial inclusion as seen in Canada, India, and a number of countries within Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Both partners will start engaging with issuers from Q2 2021 and aim for starting pilots from 2H 2021. Flipkart brings a series of initiatives to support its sellers and artisans. Flipkart has extended various initiatives for MSMEs, small-scale sellers, artisans, weavers, and handicraft partners, helping them tide through challenges in the current scenario. According to the press release, the efforts range from financial benefits, health and safety benefits, support through existing seller policies all the way through working capital, and insights provided to sellers on the platform. Under fee waivers, Flipkart has exempted the storage fees to curb the impact that any seller may have on their inventory that is fulfilled through Flipkart's fulfillment centers. The company is also waiving off the cancellation fee until 31 May 2021, for orders that may have been cancelled due to lockdowns in various states. Prioritizing the health and safety of all, Flipkart will bear 100% premium of COVID-19 insurance extended to all sellers, that covers their hospitalization and consultation. In light of the current situation, the company has further updated its existing policies to safeguard 300,000 sellers and their businesses. Besides, Flipkart has extended the window for the Seller Protection Fund, SPF, within which sellers have to claim SPF on returned products from the regular 14 days to now 30 days. Moreover, the company will further ease the policies and performance metrics for its sellers to ensure that their business growth is not impacted by state-led lockdowns. In order to further assist sellers with their operational and other capabilities, the company is providing easier access to working capital. Under this, all sellers impacted by pandemic-related disruptions will have an option of early settlement, next-day payment, without any incremental cost. Transaction fee for the same will be borne by Flipkart. Vista Bank selects Radar Payments to drive its payment processing activities in West Africa. Vista Bank Group, Vista, has selected Radar Payments to drive its global payment processing activities in West Africa. Vista is a pan-African financial services company, which aims to contribute to economic growth and financial inclusion across Africa. The group is expanding through a series of strategic acquisitions that include First International Bank Group in Gambia, followed by BNP Paribas subsidiaries La Banque Internationale pour le Commerce et l'Industrie de la Guinée in Guinea and La Banque Internationale pour le Commerce et l'Industrie et l'Agriculture du Burkina in Burkina Faso. Vista has selected Radar Payments by BPC as its partner to drive the adoption of digital payments in the region. Radar Payments will centralize payment operations at Vista's tech hub located in Senegal, supervising Vista Bank's activities in Guinea, Gambia, Burkina Faso, and Sierra Leone while leaving room for further banks to join its network. Vista also plans to expand to Togo, Cote d'Ivoire, Senegal, and Mali. Vista Bank will use Smart Vista, BPC's payment suite, for card issuance and lifecycle management, payment switching, ATM and POS management, as well as for providing digital channels such as mobile banking and e-wallets, personalized for both retail and corporate clients. The bank is planning to accelerate the issuance of UnionPay international branded cards, including prepaid, debit, and premium cards, in addition to the acquisitions in ATM, POS, contactless and QR payments, as well as e-commerce. Credit cards are payment options with the highest turnover in Switzerland, study shows. The Zurich University of Applied Sciences, ZHAW, and the University of St. Gallen have released the 2021 joint study Swiss Payment Monitor. The study was conducted through online surveys as well as with public data from the Swiss National Bank, SNB. A total of 1,400 people between the ages of 18 and 75 were interviewed between November and mid-December 2020. The study showed that credit cards are now the means of payment with the highest turnover, 24%, in Switzerland. Compared to 2020, the credit card has displaced the debit card from the top position. According to the study, this is due to the increase in online purchases, meaning that credit cards are not used most often, but generate the greatest sales. This is followed by invoices with 22%, debit cards with 21% and cash with 13%. In terms of the number of transactions, cash is still the most frequently used means of payment with a share of 32%, just ahead of the debit card with 31%. The use of cash in Switzerland fell by around 10 percentage points in relation to sales and has also fallen by around 13 percentage points compared to 2020 in the number of transactions. Furthermore, every 10th payment is now made via a mobile device. According to a representative of the University of St. Gallen, almost 10% of all transactions are now processed with a mobile device. Most mobile payments are made using apps with an integrated payment function, 21% of mobile device transactions. Additionally, 20% of people use smartphones to pay in shops via QR code and 13% via contactless data transmission, NFC. Around 3/5 of all transactions with payment cards are now made contactless. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.